5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Steve was annoyed by the old people on Senior Citizen Day at the movie theater where he stopped to buy a gift card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This text along the same lines. I was behind a lady when I was renewing my driver's license. They gave her the vision test. She was very old. She failed the top line. She couldn't get E.
Oh, boy.
The top line.
Okay, yeah.
That's like the big one.
That's the big one. It's like one letter.
Like you should, by the time you're old, you should just have that one memorized.
Mm-hmm.
E.
Yeah.
There's not even one in here. E. E's the answer. It's E. Edward. They let her drive away.
Good job.
That's not great. Well, coincidentally, before Steve took a run at the cocoon generation, we were already going to get to this. It is never past your prime. 13 peaks that you reach at 40 or later. Okay, so like Maitland, okay. Who cares? You're like, I don't care.
You still got plenty of time to get here.
You got more peaks on the way.
Okay.
So many peaks. Steve, your peaks are just arriving.
Yeah.
We've already used some of these peaks.
But we have more coming.
I think you're going to be disappointed by some of these peaks.
I'm sure.
They're not like, they're not as cool as some of the earlier peaks, like sexual drive or ability to hold your liquor. I don't think that's really that great of a peak.
I'll never
get
more mailers from AARP than I will right now. I'm at my ARP peak.
What are some things that peak in your 40s and beyond? Number one, chess. After 120
like a game of chess?
Someone studied 125 years of chess matches, analyzing more than 1.6 million moves in 24,000 different games. They found players made the most optimum moves. They were the best at chess at around the age 40. Bad news, Hot Wings. At the age of 45, the decline begins.
I'm
already seeing it.
So 40 to 45 is prime chess playing time.
Yeah, that's when you've got just enough wisdom but haven't started losing your faculties yet.
Got it.
That's a short window, huh? That sounds about right. Yeah.
Well, even better news. Steve, you're in it. Hot Wings, you and I are just past it. Steve, you are in the heart of the peak performance time for... Before I tell you, will you promise me after I tell you this, you're going to start doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Get ready to start being an ultra marathoner.
Oh, the worst.
You know, those are those runs that are between 50 to 100 kilometers, including multi-day races.
Yeah.
They studied people who had finished the 100-kilometer ultramarathons, and they found that women peaked between 40 and 44, men between 45 and 49.
Oh, so I have a couple years before.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have to start ramping up.
Yeah, you don't want to just start when you're 45.
No.
That'd be stupid. They said that it seems to be the age that, for some reason, ultramarathoners peak later than other things. Is this giving you any this feel good so far that you know you can peek at things that you're not interested
yeah.
in your 40s?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, of course. Boy, it's I'm nearly the peak of ultra marathoning. So I do feel like I'm closer now than ever.
Let me give you one that's for 40 and beyond that actually is helpful.
Okay, great. That'd be nice.
You peak and maintain a plateau at 40 and beyond of reading other people's moods, particularly strangers. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at that.
They explain the science that backs it up, but I don't think we care about the science.
No.
Now something really important.
You've seen enough that you can sort of put it together now.
Alex, this is good for you.
Okay, great.
You peak in your 50s. So this is your,
I'm right
this
here,
your golden hour.
I'm right at the beginning.
When it comes to dressage.
Oh, you're always talking about
fancy horse riding peaks after 50.
By the way, I like the way that you said that this is for me, even though you are also 50.
I'm not a horse lady. Dressage or horse dancing. Champions are made after 50.
Are you still against dressage, or do you just ride side saddle? I know that you've...
I'm bareback. Okay. I'm a bareback
You are? That means you're a slut.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes.
But that's the way it feels the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I do that.
And plus, you're allergic to saddle, so...
Yeah, I don't like saddles, and I like the constant pulverizing on my chode.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You know what peaks between the ages of 50 and 70? It's a little disappointing. Self-esteem, which made me think, this is as good as that gets? All right.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense, because it does seem like a lot of old people have way too much confidence.
Yeah, you just stop caring at some point.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things I don't care about now that I would have 10 years ago or whatever, and I'm sure it's only going to get worse. But it's kind of like to Steve's point earlier, you get around some of the olds and you go, I don't know why you are the way you are right now.
Do you not have a television and a mirror that you can make comparisons?
Boy, this is not great.
I feel like it sucks to get old, especially once you're past, like, for women specifically, I think 50s, 60s, and 70s, because that's a lot of the times when kids are out of the house, or if you're single, you're kind of looked at like you're that woman who never got married and never had kids. And then specifically when it comes to, like, fashion, I love to express myself through clothes. Like, going out yesterday, I wore a cute little outfit, and I don't always do that, but I feel like fashion for women as you get older becomes so limited, and then if you try to push that envelope, it's like, oh, she's too old to be trying
so hard. Somebody's trying too hard.
It's such crappy, like, you're just kind of, you feel like leftover.
So what are you, you're 35?
I'm about to be 36 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
I know, gross.
What are you getting, like a matching jumpsuit with cats chasing a yarn ball?
Yeah, I am. And I'm
There's a good chance she's got that already.
I'm getting some granny
But not ironically.
I forgot that it was your birthday week.
Yeah, it's my birthday week.
It's weird because you've only mentioned it every day.
Yeah, I know. I've been silently celebrating.
Yeah.
Every day.
You're essentially over the hill. I mean, you're wearing your big cardigan, you're leaning against a quilt, and you're sitting in front of a big bag of pistachios.
Don't you hate on my bag of pistachios?
Yeah, right.
Everything about you is the oldest person in the room right now.
Knit a flag, Betsy Ross.
I would if I could. These are shelled pistachios, okay? So I don't have to worry about my little arthritic fingers having to break shells.
No,
I don't have arthritis.
That's
I'm
good.
Just
but it's
you don't want your dentures to,
longer.
Dentures to break either.
Yeah, you need some Doane's pills just preemptively for back pain.
I don't even know what that is yet. Doane's?
Yeah.
Is that like Tylenol for the old?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, but if those pistachios become a problem, just fix it and forget. self-esteem 50 to 70. Hot Wings, you know what's peaking for you right now and for me? Let me just get
coolness.
Yes, but also this. Apparently, historically, people believe that intelligence has two aspects: how fast you can think and what you already know. So the more each of those grow, if you're fast at thinking and you get older, you know more, intelligence grows. Thus, around the age of 50 and beyond, people peak at arithmetic. That seems like a lie.
Oh, no.
arithmetic.
I don't think my inherent math skills are better now than they were when I was learning math.
Mm-mm.
Already, my
no,
son
I was
has,
doing some primal factorization yesterday, and I had to look up a lot of things.
Not long ago, my mother found yet another stupid box of stuff that she decided I needed to have, and there was a notebook in there from college. It was my college math notebook, and I was like, "Oh, that's fun! Before I throw this away, let's flip through it." I don't even remember doing it. I can tell it's my handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one who put those parabolas on there and did that math work. But I'm like, I don't even know these terms. I wrote this? Was I in a dream?
Was that, yeah, like Will Ferrell in Old School?
I'm like, I definitely don't know math better now than then.
All right, there's a couple more things, peaks that you can look forward to. In your 60s, that's when you have the best chance to win a Nobel Prize. Between the ages of 61 and 63, so
I've always thought
things are about to get
time.
Really brainy in here. Yeah, conflict resolution, 65 and up.
I've definitely gotten better at that over the years. I'm much better at that.
All right, I'm going to give you a good one. This is something everybody can look forward to. In the 60s, it is often the peak. 66 for women, 64 for men on average, but the 60s in general, sexual satisfaction and wisdom. Boom, the big two.
Wow, it only took you guys 60 years to figure it out.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I was pretty satisfied with it when I was 25. But I guess maybe then it feels like more of an accomplishment.
Yeah, yeah.
Two more. Happiness peaks at 82. And this one will not be surprising 82. If you used the locker room at any gymnasium. Body confidence peaks at 74.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Just when you don't need it anymore.
Wow.
You feel better about things?
I mean, you know.
I didn't feel bad about things.
I'm
if
looking
anything,
forward
it made
to my
feel worse.
Happiness increasing. That makes a little bit of sense. Assuming that you're still, you know, mobile at that age. You don't have a job to go to. Probably you can actually enjoy life for 10 minutes
you
before it gets bad.
See your grandkids, and when they're starting to be butts, you can go, well, it's getting late. It's almost 1 in the afternoon.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com. And race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money